Hotel Alpha November Mobile.
Hotel Alpha November Portable Mobile W2T stationary.
Just out for a drive. Got to go pick up the sons over at Frankie's Fun Park, so I thought I'd check in.
Well, I'm tired right now. I've been blowing leaves off of my awning, and then I was emptying trash out, taking trash can out to the curb. And then, let's see, after I made the mess emptying out the shredder, I had to come back in and support the USL cars.
Let on, though. That's the hobby, right? Just relax and enjoy the radio for now. But you have some work to do. That's good. It's a beautiful day for that work outside, though, huh?
Yeah, not bad. And all it turned out to be better than I thought, because they were talking about possibility of some rain here this afternoon. And I'm extremely glad it didn't show up, because it would have made getting those leaves off of that awning, which I was able to tilt down a little further, a whole lot harder than it would have been if they had, since they're dry like they were. But anyway, leaf blower and bouncing the awning a couple of times, and they got them all off the roof. Now I'm hoping it'll rain so it'll clean off the awning.
Where there's a will, there's a way. I just finished making two apple pies for National Pie Day. Happy Pie Day to you.
This afternoon, and I didn't even think about that today, so, you know, I didn't see it until late in the day, and everything, but, yeah, well, I'm almost finished sorting the QSL cards, at least the 40-meter ones, but once I get them all sorted, then I gotta work on getting all of this, starting to pull out the cards I need for this particular award I'm working on, so, you know, just something to keep me busy, you know.
USL cards. I just got an HF transceiver. Got to take my general test so I can get on the air. Is that just a regular thing? You make contact with somebody, they send you a card?
Well, the idea is you make contacts and then you exchange QSL cards between each other, and that way you both have a record of your contacts. And you know, a lot of folks do it on Logbook of the World, but there are those of us, like the club I belong to, one of the radio clubs I belong to, we look for you know, exchanging hard copy QSL cards. And then, of course, we gather them up and figure out what we're going to do with them, and then, you know, set up for I get our awards and go from there. So it's, you know, it's a little bit of, it's fun. I've been with this club since 2002. I started with them, and been with them for almost 20 years now. So, and I enjoy it. I'm an officer in the club and everything else. So a lot of things going on, a lot of things being done. So anyway, but, you know, this gives you a chance to sit here and unlax before you go do something else.
Yeah, a nice relaxing activity. So is this a local club, or is this something that's only on the air and all over the country, or how does that work?
Well, it's only on the air, and we are all over the, actually, we're all over the world, because we've got people that are members of our club that are, and all over the United States, all over Canada. We've got members down in New Zealand. We've got members over a couple in South Africa. I mean, they're all around. When you get home, look up 3905ccn.com. It'll tell you all about us. We have 20 meter nets. We have 40 meter nets. We have 75 and 80 meter nets. We have, we also have CW nets. We have RIDI nets. We have PSK. Do a lot of things and cover a lot of different facets of the hobby. You know.
Zero TR.
Zero TR. It's K8HAN. How you doing today, Tom?
Good afternoon. Well, I just thought I'd throw this in there. I'm sitting over here changing a spark plug in a lawnmower, spark plugs. And when you send for a card, the courteous thing to do is to put a self-addressed stamped envelope in with your card. And then that way, each one of you doesn't have to bear all of the 50 or whatever cost cents a piece. And it can get kind of costly if you send a lot of them. Go ahead, Rusty. I'm going to get back over to my lawnmower here. This is N0TR.
Well, he's true about that, sending it a lot of places, but one of the things this club has is we have a QSL bureau. And of course, you can't send a self-addressed stamped envelope to stations in Canada because the postage down here doesn't match up with the postage up there. So then if you send them like that, then you're going to waste a stamp because they're still going to have to put a stamp on it. But like I said, we have a bureau that all of our guys in the club send their cards to. And then once the bureau gets a bunch of cards for you, then they turn around and send them back to you in the in an envelope. And so the only postage you're actually covering are the cost for the envelope and the cost for the postage. So, you know, it's for one envelope versus 25 envelopes. And it works out real good. We do a lot of it. Like I said, look us up on the web and read about it. And if you ever got any more questions, you can just give me a call because I'm a member of the club. I'm a member of the organization. I'm the secretary of the club, and do a lot of things. And I call Nance, and like I said, I send QSL cards. I sent out five envelopes of cards yesterday, going places. So, you know, or let's see, Saturday. So, it's a fun part of the hobby, exchanging QSL cards. It's always nice.
It seems like every corner I turn with this hobby, there's something new to learn. You know, that little QSL card exchange thing, it just kind of brings you back to maybe the days when the hobby started and people didn't have any other real way to get a hold of each other. You know, you talk to somebody around the world and then you get a personal message from them. That's kind of cool.
And like I said, and through this club, I've worked stations in Cuba. I'm looking at cards right now. This is on 40 meters. Cuba, England, Argentina, of course, all over Canada, about every... I think there's only one province up there, too, that I haven't got. Here's a envelope. Here's one from Puerto Rico. Another one from Puerto Rico. And like I said, I get all of these. You get these from all over. Here's Algeria, the Czech in Rwandan. Honduras, the Czech in Rwandan. Germany, the Czech in Rwandan. Azores, the Czech station in the Azores, the Czech in. So, you know, you get these from all over, and it's the cards now. And like I said, you accumulate them, and then you work for awards, and everything, you know, it's always a fun time to do these things.
I'll definitely look you up when I get home. I'm probably about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months from being on the air on HF because I've got the transceiver, don't have the license. I got to leave the country for about a month. Then when I got to come back, take the test, get the license, and then build an antenna to get out there with. So a lot of work to do. But when I do get out there, it sounds like that's going to be one of the best ways to just get started is dial up a net. Then I can know whether or not my rig is working or not and start to meet people that way.
We've got nets that are on 40 meters. Every night we have a net, at least one net on 40 meters. It starts, well, now we're into daylight saving time. They start taking the pre-less check-ins at 7:30. The net actually starts at 8. We've got a 75-meter net that they start taking the pre-list check-in somewhere around 9:30, quarter 10. The net starts at 10 o'clock. Then we have a 40-meter late net that starts at midnight and a 40-meter 75-meter net, a 75-meter late net that starts at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, all of the other, we've got other nets, like there'll be two CW nets tonight that start, one on 80 meters and one on 160 meters that start at midnight, our time. But like I said, there's a lot of good information on there, way to get hold of all the officers and, you know, and talk to them. And we're always glad to have new people. We're working towards making some changes to our net procedures, so it's going to make it more fun for new people to get in because new people checking into our nets are going to start getting two calls to start with instead of one. So that's always a nice deal here. Over. W2Z.
So I think it was you. I heard you one day recommended to somebody else the radio and transceiver to buy the IC718. That's what I bought. I found it on eBay. Kind of made an offer on it. Didn't expect to get it. I think I got it for $400, and it's in a box right now, ready to go.
Well, it's It's always good to get something and get ready for it. And, you know, I was just talking about other places that I've worked. I've just got come across a card from Scotland. Here's one from the Shetland Islands over in the UK. Here's another one from Surrey, which is over in the UK. And, you know, and these are people I've made contacts with on these nets. Years ago when I worked to get my WAS award from ARRL, I worked all of the stations from every state, all on the 75-meter net. I worked it with, here's the Cayman Islands. I wondered where that one went to. I worked them all on 100 watts on a wire antenna that was about 123 feet long. And so I worked all 50 states that way, even Alaska and Hawaii. And so here's some more of my DX. Here's Guatemala, another contact from the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, all over the place. But anytime you got any questions about it, look us up and look up my. Look me up on QRZ if you want to get in touch with me. I'm on there and my email address and everything, and I live right over here in Spartanburg, so always willing to talk to somebody over at W2T.
Well, I appreciate all the information there. I'm looking forward to digging into it. Look forward to talking to you a little bit more. I'm pulling into Frankie's now to pick up the sun. It's good talking to you. 73's to you, and I'm out on your final. It's K8HAN.
Okay. Well, good talk to you. Name here right away is Rusty. I don't know if I told you. Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And like I said, I live over here near Spartanburg. And so anytime you want to get on and you hear me on or anything else, and if you hear Tom, N0TR, he can give you my phone number if you want to get it, or when you're someplace stationary where you can write it down, I'll tell you. So anyway, you have a good one. We'll talk to you later. W2T, 73s.
WHM, W2T.
HM, I believe it was. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, good afternoon.
This is Bill over in Hartwell, Georgia. I just heard you happen to be talking, and I'm playing with a little homemade antenna on a handheld with about a 50-foot piece of coax. Just wondering how it's working out.
Well, you've got a little bit of white noise on your signal, but you're perfectly readable. No problem. I'm hearing you nice and clear over here. Over.
One of the wire antennas, one of the Ed Fong antennas they developed back in the 90s. I got it, put in a little piece of PVC pipe, painted it up, camouflage. I plan on taking it camping with me next weekend and force it up in a tree about 50 foot, see what I can do with my handheld.
Well, like I said, you've got some white noise on you, but you are perfectly readable, so you are getting in without any problem there. So it ought to do you a good job. And I've got an old antenna that somebody gave me that I'm using to do the 2 meter and 440, and it works for both of them. So it's mounted on a pole attached to my back porch. So it seems to be doing the job for me, and has been for 15 or 20 years it's been up out there. And like I said, it wasn't new when I got it. Anyway, you're doing a good job, so you should have no problem with that antenna and that radio. W2T.
5373s. This is N4WHM. W2T, clear on air traffic.
All right, N4WHM, W2T, 73s.
N4WHM. Echolink test.